This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from The Dark Side of Wikipedia. If you like this show and you also like the paranormal, then be sure to check out my other podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every single Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of The Grave Talks.
Today on The Grave Talks, followed by The Dead, a conversation with Kevin Schmitz. From an incredibly young age, Kevin Schmitz had paranormal experiences, seeing his grandmother glowing in blue late at night in his home, to moving into a haunted house as a teenager. The supernatural has always been a part of his life. After nearly losing his own life in 2005, Kevin discovered that he himself had an even closer connection to the other side than he ever imagined. This is his story today on The Grave Talks.
I think it's going to go back quite a bit for me because I've always been interested in the paranormal. It's not something that I was looking to get into, but, you know, being younger and stuff like that, I always followed like the Warrens. And I used to hit up my local library and take out every book I could on ghosts and stuff like that. But I think the earliest experience for me was probably back in, and I'm going to date myself here, but back in 1977, my grandmother had passed away, and I was very close to my grandmother, and I was very young at the time. And she had been staying with us for a while. She had cancer. And she had told my mom that she felt like she was going to have a stroke. So my mom had taken her to the hospital. So the next day, my mom comes home without my grandma and, you know, pretty much tells me that my grandmother, you know, died and this and that. Now, being as close as I was to my grandmother, I was devastated.
Sure.
So I remember this so vividly. It's like it happened yesterday. I don't know how many days it was afterwards. It could have been the day after. But I had a dream. Well, I thought it was a dream at the time. Doing what I do now, I know it probably wasn't. That my grandmother had come to my room, and she was glowing blue. And she told me, "Don't worry, don't be upset. I'm okay now." And that's something that's always just kind of stuck with me. And I never really thought much about it until I started doing what I'm doing now, because in 2005, I had a near-death experience. And after I came out of that, I noticed that I had the ability to, I guess, channel into people's feelings. I guess I'm considered an empath by a lot of people. And it's not something that I embraced willingly. I have a lot of good friends in the paranormal field that are mediums and psychics, such as Chelsea Gill and Christy London. And they tell me all the time, man, you got to be an empath. And just recently, a couple years ago, I ended up back in the hospital, and it was another, I guess, near-death experience for me. And I came out, and I had noticed that I had a really heightened sense of things going on. To go back just a little bit there, when I was in the hospital, I was in the hospital for a year. I was in medical rehab, which is just, you know, fancy talk for nursing home. Mm-hmm. And being in a nursing home and being an empath is not a place you want to be, because anybody that has the empathic ability knows that there's no way to turn that off. So I was getting hit from every direction, and I just chalked it up because what I was in there for was, I had a TBI, traumatic brain injury, and I developed hydrocephaly, and I had to have a shunt put in my head. And the reason I ended up in the hospital the second time was because the shunt failed. Mm-hmm. And, I went into, I guess, a state of, like, I don't want to say dementia, but I really didn't know who I was. And a lot of people thought I wasn't going to recover from that. Mm-hmm. When I got out, I had a couple incidences to where I live now, where the staff members in the apartment building, I would pick up on things from them. Like, they would just walk by me, and I'd be like, you know, I'd get something in the back of my head saying, hey, you know, you got a message for them. You need to tell them this, or, you know, whatever. So I figured I'd try it out one day. And there was this new kid, Eric, that started. And I, you know, he was made aware of what I could do because I've proved that I could do it on other occasions. And this was a new kid. I didn't know anything about him, but his name, I didn't even know his last name. And I said, I got a message for you. And he's like, well, what is it? I said, well, we'll talk later on. And he called me down later on, and we went into talking and stuff like that. And, you know, I went into some personal details of his life, and this kid, he just turned white. And it was like I was hitting everything right on the head. And, you know, after that, I kind of freaked myself out, and I immediately called Chelsea Gill, and I'm like, Chelsea, what's going on? And she's like, just relax, you know, just kind of, you know, she talked me through some stuff. And, you know, I just kind of now I just kind of embrace it, and I use it on, you know, when we investigate once in a while. I've had some experiences. So it's been a weird ride for me. But yeah, like I said, I think it's been something that I've had that I think I just kind of just ignored because I went different paths in my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been a musician for 35 years, and then I got into film, and, you know, I played hockey and stuff like that. So, you know, it's not something that I put into the forefront of my life until recently. So
lots to dissect there. I mean, a lot of areas I wanted to dive into. There's a lot of questions I have for you. Let's take it all the way back though to the area of childhood, your grandmother, and her glowing in blue. I mean, as a child, when you were experiencing that and having that moment, what was going through your mind? I mean, how are you processing that as a child?
You know, 77 was the year that Star Wars came out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the whole blue glowy ghost thing, you know, I just, you know, my grandmother had taken me to see Star Wars when it first premiered here in Western New York. And, I just kind of thought at the time that, you know, I'm kind of like correlating the two things, you know, her passing and then, you know, being a huge Jedi nerd and stuff like that. You know, I was just thinking, oh, you know, maybe, you know, this is just my way of coping.
Yeah.
And, you know, being young, I didn't really understand, you know, but through the years, it's always something that's stuck with me. And, you know, it's just something I couldn't shake. And, even, you know, as I got older and stuff like that, you know, I would still think about it. And even when I was married and I had kids of my own, my oldest daughter, showed some signs of, having some ability. But, you know, they always say that, you know, kids, you know, they can channel stuff that we can't, mm-hmm. because, you know, they're not programmed yet to, I guess, push it aside, mm-hmm. you know, because they don't want to seem, you know, crazy or whatever. But, it was a really interesting experience. And, going back that far, like I said, I can remember it happening like it was just yesterday. But as far as, you know, how I felt at the time, that's kind of tough because you're talking, you know, mm-hmm. Almost, you know, over 40 years ago. So
when you had the experience, did you share it with your family or anybody around you?
No, I didn't actually. I shared it with some friends as I became a teenager. Mm-hmm. You know, you all sit around, you tell spooky stories and stuff like that. And I actually, when I was a teenager, I lived in a house that was haunted. And so it used to come up a lot there.
So that was your first experience, but then you moved into a house that was haunted. So it was by far from your only experience. Tell me about moving into a haunted house and, you know, already having that one experience that you knew was ghostly. But I'm sure you know, you're trying to run it all through your head. You're trying to find explanations. You're trying to, you know, write it off this way, write it off that way to feel normal and fit in and all that. I mean, how did all of that connect then when you moved into this haunted house and then you kind of realized, oh, there's other things that are happening too that I really can't quite explain?
Yeah, the thing with this house is even to this day, I know it's going to sound cliche, but my bedroom in that house always had flies in the window. So, mm-hmm. you know, automatically everybody thinks, oh, Amityville, sure. type things.
Yeah.
But to this day, I'm going to be 50 years old this year, and I still have nightmares about that bedroom in that house. And what had happened was, I think I was about 13 or 14 years old. And I grew up on the Lower West Side of Buffalo, New York, which is a very historic area. Mm-hmm. Well, there's been, you know, a lot of history and stuff like that, as far as like the War of 1812 and, you know, stuff like that. And, where I lived across the street from me, I don't know if you have them in the area that you're in, but you know, those Mr. Softy ice cream trucks,
okay,
that go around and they, you know, they sell ice cream or whatever. Well, their factory used to be across the street from my house. And this is relevant to the story.
Okay.
So we're sitting there, me and my buddy was staying over, and I think my mom was out, and I was watching my younger brother, who I think was like 3 at the time. And we lived in an upstairs apartment, and the upstairs apartment and the downstairs apartment were exactly the same as far as the setup. So there was a living room, a dining room, the bathroom, and then right across from the bathroom was my little brother's room, and then the kitchen, and then in the back of the house was my bedroom, and my mom's bedroom was off the dining room. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting up there and we're watching TV, and it's probably like 11 o'clock at night. And out of the corner of my eye, I caught something go from the bathroom into my brother's room.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's 2 brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products." I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Sheba.com.